At the Adrian Theater on Sansom Street in Rittenhouse Square, a theater troupe is rehearsing the story of Christmas, in which a mysteriously pregnant woman finds refuge at a rural inn, and her infant changes the world. But the story is not about Jesus. Playwright Josh Piven says the familiar plot is really about celebrity culture, internet privacy, and reality television.
There's an angel Gabriel, but his name is Angel Gabriel, and he's a reality television producer. And there's a wise man, but his name is Tom Wiseman, and he's a reporter in the Tom Friedman mold. There is some caroling. It's very non-traditional caroling, but so there are three carolers.
Five misplaced deeds, four late fees, three bounce checks, two threatening letters, and a partridge.
The play, called No Reservations, is set in a Lancaster County bed and breakfast visited by someone who may or may not be a celebrity, who may or may not be trying to hide her pregnancy. But once the pictures hit Twitter, the world clamors at the door. Piven is a native of Philadelphia, and he's known for his best-selling series of humor books called the Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbooks. For his first play, he used the follies of modern social media and popular culture to tell this story, which is at the basis of Christianity. However, Piven himself is Jewish.
So I grew up celebrating Hanukkah, but my wife was raised Christian, so we actually now celebrate both, although we are raising our kids Jewish, which is interesting.
In Piven's play, characters become greedy, communication breaks down, even the set is falling apart. As someone relatively new to Christmas, he knows about holiday worst-case scenarios.
We had one year, you know, when we started putting a tree up, and it wasn't done properly. Of course, I was fairly novice at trying to make a tree stay upright in a Christmas tree stand, and it fell over in the middle of the night, and we broke a whole bunch of our glass ornaments.
Piven's play, No Reservations, begins Black Friday and runs until December 15th. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.